It's still mock draft season. Yesterday, we looked at all kinds of crazy scenarios that the Titans could be faced with in the first round. Well, today, we're taking a look at a full seven-round mock draft. We're each going to do a full seven-round mock draft using the PFF mock draft simulator. So let's get into it. No time to waste. This is the Music City Audible. Let's get to it. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Music City Audible podcast presented by Broadway Sports Media in partnership with 440 Sports. I'm Justin Graver. With me, as always, is Justin Mello. And today, we are doing two full seven-round mock drafts for the Titans. I'm going to do one at the same time that you're going to do one. We're going to go back and forth making our picks using the PFF mock draft simulator. Before we get into that, let me tell you about Sinker's Beverages in East Nashville and Bluegrass Beverages in Hendersonville. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Join the in crowd for Sinker's Beverages. Get access to allocated wines and spirits, exclusive events, early access to barrel releases, and again, it is the only way you can attend the 440 draft party. Justin, how's it going? Let's get into it. I'm excited to do a full mock draft with you.
I'm excited. I love draft season. I've been waiting for this seven-round mock. We went through the multiverse of scenarios, as you said, like four or five different scenarios just a day or two ago. And now we're going to get into what I really wanted to do here. That's a full seven-round mock where I could showcase my knowledge here of the draft, address some Titans holes. I'm excited to make this team better.
Yeah, and you know what? You are going to showcase your knowledge because it's much deeper than mine when it comes to, you know, beyond the first couple rounds of the draft. I'm probably going to need your help. So let's get into our full seven-round mock draft. And the way we're going to do this is I'm going to use the PFF mock draft simulator. I'm going to have two going at once, one for your draft, one for my draft. The board falls differently. The board falls differently, and we'll see what each of us decides to do. Obviously, we can advise each other. So let's start that now. Okay, here we go. PFF's mock draft simulator. We're drafting seven rounds. I've adjusted these sliders a little bit just to get a more realistic draft here. And now let's start it for me. All right, Justin, it looks like we have Joe Alt off the board at four. Only three quarterbacks, Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers off the board. If I look down the board a little bit, obviously Brock Bowers is still there. You do have some other tackle options. Ty Luisfuaga, Troy Fitanu, Olu Fashanu is there on the board as well. J.C. Latham, Amarius Mims. Lots of good options for the Titans here, but if Joe Alt's off the board, Roma Dunze's on the board. You know what, Justin? I think I'm going to go crazy here. I'm going to do something that Titans fans are not going to like. I'm going to go back to our multiverse scenario where they take Dallas Turner and make that my pick.
Wow.
All right, let's go over to your draft here. And you have a very interesting board falling here. PFF, Mock Draft Simulator, not a fan of Marvin Harrison Jr. They've got the four quarterbacks going. They've got Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams going. And they have two receivers going. But neither one of them is Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know. I almost feel like you should pretend that the Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr. instead of Malik Nabers and just pick Joe.
I'm going to, for the sake of realism, I'm going to pretend like Marvin Harrison's not there because he's not going to be there. I'm going to stick to the plan here and take Joe Alt.
Nice. You're ahead of me in terms of how good your draft is compared to mine, but that's how the board falls. You know, that's just the way it goes. So let's flip back over to my draft here. I do not have a tackle yet. We're sitting here, pick 38, very much in need of a tackle considering we don't have a third round pick and we're not doing trades in this full mock draft scenario. So I'm going to scroll down my board a little bit here. Jordan Morgan on the board. Kingsley Suamataea on the board. Let's filter this for offensive tackles here. Patrick Paul on the board, but PFF has him ranked way lower than some of these other guys. Justin, I almost want to rely on your expertise here. Is Jordan Morgan the best pick if I'm going to go tackle?
I think Jordan Morgan's the safest pick in this scenario, to be honest. I mean, he's like a three-year, he's got like 40 starts at left tackle, played in the Pac-12, the best conference in college football this year. I don't care what anyone says. Like, there's some higher upside with Kingsley and Paul, but I think Morgan's just safe and reliable. And I could see him starting at left tackle next year, whereas I think Paul needs a bit more work. I think Kingsley is kind of in between both of them, is more technically advanced than Paul, is a better athlete maybe than Morgan. But I think Morgan's the safest pick here for you, in all honesty. I'm helping you out. What can I say? I'm a Canadian. I'm a good person.
Yeah, I think I am going to rely on the PFF board here, which has, again, Jordan Morgan ranked 41st in ADP of 38.2. This is the 38th pick. Whereas Patrick Paul, they have him ranked all the way down at 90. I don't know what they are seeing that you're not or others are not, but let's go ahead and draft Jordan Morgan here for the Titans in the second round with the 38th pick.
I'll say I wouldn't be stunned if that's more accurate than we think it is. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Paul's a top 50 guy. I think there's a chance he's not.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Justin, here is how the board falls for you. It looks pretty interesting here. The first thing I will say before I let you jump in here, you already have that left tackle. Troy Franklin's gone. Keon Coleman's gone. Ladd McConkey's gone. Adonai Mitchell's gone. So a lot of the, you know, next group of receivers are no longer on the board. You do have a very interesting selection possible here because the Titans have a gaping hole at inside linebacker. And in this particular mock draft, Peyton Wilson has fallen to you. Are you looking that direction? Are you looking wide receiver wise? Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall, Braden Fisk.
Can I
see fallen.
The D-lineman, like the edge and the interior guys?
Yes, sir, you can. Edge and D-line. Chris Braswell, Braden Fisk, who has a great athletic profile, is there.
Yeah, Darian Robertson's gone, unfortunately. Is he the Missouri guy, huh?
Yeah, he went 31st to San Francisco in this mock.
That's where I was looking when I alluded to earlier. I think he's such a good fit as a Dino Quatri replacement. He plays inside and outside. He's versatile. 8.5 sacks in the SEC this year. He's so big and physical. I think that's the pick I would have made, but looking at what's available, I'm not crazy. So I'm going to take a risk, and I am going to go with Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from NC State. I think bar none, he's the best linebacker in this class if medicals weren't a thing. Unfortunately, there is a list there that Titans and every other team are going to be made aware of and check how healthy he is. Of course, to complicate matters, he was healthy this whole season this past year, finally, and put it all together and was just a dominant player at NC State. So I'm going to take a chance here and go Peyton Wilson. You're talking about a green dot guy, a football IQ guy. This is a 150 tackle guy every year if he's healthy, and he's no doubt smart enough to wear the dot, even as a rookie, in my opinion, and they need that. So I'll go Peyton Wilson.
Nice. You have filled the two biggest holes by a long shot on the Titans roster here with your picks of Joe Alt and Peyton Wilson. I am in a different position here now, picking 106 in the fourth round for the Titans. I have gotten the tackle, I've got the D-line, but I have not addressed linebacker, wide receiver, defensive back. There's some interesting options here. I think personally it's a little too early to take a running back for this current Titans roster that just paid Tony Pollard, already has Tajay Spears on the roster, so they don't need another running back, at least not in the fourth round. There is a linebacker option here, Tommy Eichenberg out of Ohio State. There's some other interesting options here. Jarvis Brownlee Jr. is a cornerback that I feel like probably will go before the fourth round, but if he's there, the Titans reportedly have a top 30 scheduled with him. He's a very athletic guy, had an interception in the Senior Bowl. I like Jarvis Brownlee Jr. a lot if we're just talking best player available. Dadrion Taylor Demerson is a safety. The Titans need a safety. He's at the top of the board here. I'm a big fan of Jacob Cowing, the wide receiver from Arizona. If the Titans want to look for somebody that could be, you know, one of the sleepers, one of the Amon-Ra St. Brown-like guys in this draft class going in the fourth round. And there's another cornerback on the board that the Titans reportedly are meeting with, Chris Abrams-Drain. Justin, I'm going to look for your expertise again here. Oh, one more guy that I'm very high on here, Cole Bishop, the safety out of Utah. Another interesting pick for a team that needs a safety. Justin, if the board felt like this for you, where would you be leaning?
I mean, Cole Bishop, I'm hearing is a second-round pick, right? That's the consensus on him. They haven't signed the safety. If you want to play around with that scenario, you talk about a guy that's a ball hawk, can play in the box, can play up high. I think if I was you, I think Cole Bishop would intrigue me.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do it. Let's fill the need here with Cole Bishop, and we'll attack linebacker later on in this draft. So Cole Bishop for the Titans here in my mock. Heading over to your mock, Justin, you have taken an offensive tackle and a linebacker. You're now on the clock, pick 106 in the fourth round. Some of the same names. I mean, again, Jacob Cowing, I'm a big fan of. If I scroll down here, you also could take Cole Bishop, Jarvis Brownlee, Chris Abrams-Drain. Some of the same names I just mentioned for my pick are still on the board for you.
Can I see edge and D tackle again?
Absolutely. Ooh, Dewayne Carter on the board. Javon Solomon, Leonard Taylor.
Where I'm going Dwayne Carter. He impressed the heck out of me throughout this process, man. He's like one of the smartest, most mature kids I've come across. The sack numbers were there a couple of years ago. He's an elite run stopper. I'm a big Dwayne Carter fan, so that's where I'm going here.
There you go. You have filled what I view are the three biggest holes, maybe outside of safety. You had a chance at Cole Bishop there, and you decided not to take him. We're heading back over to my mock here. Pick 146. I have taken so far Dallas Turner, Jordan Morgan, and Cole Bishop. So I could use a linebacker. Are there any that are would be considered a value here in round five? I mean, it's not a very deep linebacker class. I know Trevin Wallace is a guy that I kind of like. That might be some of my bias showing. Both my parents went to Kentucky. Obviously, I love Jalen Ford. Again, my bias showing. I went to the University of Texas. What do you know about these linebackers, Justin, if the Titans were going to be targeting one in the fifth round?
My two favorites are a little lower down the list, so I don't know if you want to consider value, but Trevin Wallace there out of Kentucky, a sideline to sideline, great range. I'm a fan of his game. Then I look at Jordan McGee. We just got word that the Titans were at Temple's pro day.
Mm-hmm.
Newsflash, spoiler alert, not a lot of prospects to watch at Temple. Jordan McGee is by far probably the best prospect they have this year, and he's super athletic. The combine numbers were insane. This is the range he's going to go in my opinion. So forget this board. McGee, I think, is going to be a fourth round pick based on what I've heard. After his combine results, I think initially he was like a round six guy, probably around four now. So I think if I was you and I hadn't filled this need yet, I want someone a bit more athletic, not just a two down thumper. I think I'd go Jordan McGee.
I think I would too. And like I said, the Titans very badly need a linebacker. I could try to wait till pick 182 and see if he's still on the board, but that's a pretty big risk. So let's just go ahead and take Jordan McGee here at pick 146, and we will try to see what's on the board next time we're up. Back over to you, Justin, now picking on the clock, pick 146 in the fifth round. Again, you have already selected Joe Alt, Peyton Wilson, and Dwayne Carter, which, I mean, those are the three biggest needs the Titans have. You could look at, depth in the DB room. You could look for wide receivers. What are you looking at here in the fifth round? With all your needs covered, you can pretty much go best player available.
Show me the wide receivers real quick. I think, I've gone defense back to back. I want to switch it up, looking for some depth in the receiver room. This is a deep class. So, there's a couple guys I like here. I'm going to go with Marcus Rosemy Jack Saint, top guy there. Had a career year at Georgia this year. Was a standout at the Senior Bowl. He's a big guy, like 6'1", 6'2", 195, 33-inch arms, 10-inch hands. So he's the one that piques my interest. Potentially a future X that you could try to develop. I get some Racy McMath vibes, and I know Titans fans probably won't want to hear that, but I think the potential is there. It's just a matter of whether they can bring it out of him or not.
6'2", 195, had a good Senior Bowl. I like the pick, Justin. If you're throwing darts in the fifth round, this feels like a good dart to throw. Let's make that pick. Sixth round now for me, pick 182. Should I take Joe Milton just to make the Volunteer fans happy?
Well, you do want to pander to them a little bit. What position are you looking for?
I think, I got Dallas Turner in the first round, but I still think we could use a guy inside on the D-line. There's a couple of names available here, and it's drying up pretty fast. I haven't taken a wide receiver yet. Christian McCaffrey's little brother, Luke, is on the board. Titans could maybe use a slot receiver. Kyle Phillips is there, but he's been banged up for 2 years. He wasn't drafted by this regime. There's a chance the Titans could be looking to move on. He was only a fifth round pick anyway. It's not like they have a lot invested in him. I know Titans fans love his potential, but why not double down at the position with someone who could, maybe give you what Kyle Phillips can't give you, maybe can stay healthier or just could be a better receiver. He's got the blood pedigree with his older brother being Christian McCaffrey. Obviously, I love Jordan Whittington, but I don't really know if he's going to be a successful NFL player. I'm not very familiar with some of these other players here. So I think I will go ahead and take Luke McCaffrey here in the sixth round, considering I haven't addressed the offense much outside of Jordan Morgan. I think that's going to be my pick.
I don't hate it. He was good at the Senior Bowl too. He was getting open, making plays. So he can play at this level. He ran a great 40 as well.
Yeah, exactly. He's more athletic than you would think because he's white.
I'm going to ask you to sort by three positions here for me. Tackle, edge, and corner.
All right. Tackle, edge. Cornerback, we got Jalen Hall, edge out of Michigan, Kamal Hayden, cornerback, Tennessee, Solomon Bird, edge, USC. Jalen Green, edge, James Madison. Tackles are thin.
You can stop. I'm going with a guy that you know a little bit, and you know why you know him. Ethan Driscoll, the tackle out of Marshall, is a guy that told me he met three times with the Titans at the Senior Bowl, three times. And they came to watch him at school when he was still at Marshall. So they've shown a lot of interest in him throughout this process. I wanted to double down at tackle at some point. I think they could use another developmental body. He's got massive measurements. He's athletic. They've shown interest in him. I'm going Ethan Driscoll.
Ethan Driscoll it is. Nice, Justin. I love the pick. And to be honest, I love your draft. Kind of hate mine, but it is what it is. This is how the board has fallen. That's why we're in a multiverse here where multiple things can happen. All right, we are on to the first of the Titans' 3 7th-round picks now. They traded their original first 7th-round pick in the L'Jarius Sneed trade. So now they have 252 instead of what they had before, which I don't remember what it was. So I think it was 221. So now we're at 227.
221, I think.
It was 221, yeah. It would have been the first pick of the 7th-round, but they've traded that to the Chiefs, as you can see here. So now the Titans pick 227. I took a receiver in the last round. I've taken an O-line. I've taken an edge, and I've taken a DB, and I've taken a linebacker. So I've hit most of the needs here. Can really go best player available. I'm looking at Dylan McMahon, center from North Carolina State here. I do think the Titans could use some more depth in the interior of the offensive line. I'm also looking at depth at the cornerback position here. Miles Harden is on the board. Marcellus Dial from South Carolina is on the board. Justin, could I get your expertise once again here? Oh, Trevin Wallace.
I mean, Dylan McMahon is an athletic freak, like one of the biggest, but one of the best athletic testers at the combine in the interior. So you talk about a good fit for the zone scheme. If you want to get a guy that could play all three interior positions, you know, they don't have Corey Levin there anymore. I'm not certain who the backup center is right now. I think the backup guards are probably Sadiq Charles and Dylan Raiden. So they got some bodies there. But you know, I think you could use a backup center like McMahon. And I also think he could, compete for a backup guard spot as well. So if you want to shore up the back end of the interior, I think McMahon would make some sense here.
I do think he would make some sense. I'm going to also point out that Trevin Wallace has fallen to this point in the draft, still on the board here. Look, the Titans have Otis Reese and Jack Gibbons as backups. I took a linebacker earlier in this draft, but they need to fill out their special teams unit. I've mentioned before, they need bodies that are going to be cheap rookie contracts on the defensive side of the ball because they have so much money invested in the top end starters now. I think I'm going to wait and see if Trevin Wallace falls to the next round since I did already hit the linebacker position, or not the next round, my next pick, 15 picks away. But in the meantime, I am going to go ahead and take Dylan McMahon, center out of North Carolina State. All right, Justin, we are back to your pick here. Also at 227, Dylan McMahon available to you as well, along with another center, Tanner Bordellini. You know those Wisconsin offensive linemen are always good, better than you think.
Can I see the corners? I haven't taken a corner yet, I believe.
That is correct. These are the corners. There are only 5 left, according to Pro Football Focus's mock draft simulator, which seems a little unlikely. But yes, these are your 5 options.
Well, I better get one. I better get one. And I know Jarius Monroe really well from Tulane. I actually interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. Really good friends with Tajay Spears, by the way, or got to know Tajay a little bit. So that's a guy that intrigues me. Super productive this past year, or throughout his whole career. Ton of picks, ton of PBUs. He's a big-bodied guy, some versatility. Might move to safety. But I don't care which one he plays because I need both of them. I haven't drafted a single one of those guys yet. So I'm going to go Jarius Monroe. Really enjoyed getting to know him a couple weeks ago.
There you go. Jarius Monroe is the pick. All right, you have 2 picks left, as do I. Pick 242 now. Trevin Wallace still on the board. I've already talked about why I think he would be a good pick, so I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger there. We're double-dipping at linebacker in this draft. You know, you and I on this podcast haven't been the biggest fans of Kenneth Murray. You're asking a lot of Otis Reese or Jack Gibbons if you want them to be a starter. I've already drafted a linebacker, but again, a rookie that, you know, can you really rely on a rookie to come in and start right away? Well, let's get some insurance at the position. Let's get a guy that you know can contribute on special teams at the very least, a sideline-to-sideline type of player in Trevin Wallace. That will be my pick, and we add a Wildcat to the Titans. All right.
I love that. I love that. I'm a big Trevin Wallace guy. I think he's going to go earlier than this.
So yeah, me too.
Pick. Can I take a look at safeties and edges?
Safeties.
Maybe tight ends. Throw tight ends in there.
Edges and tight ends on the board for you. You got tight end Tanner McLaughlin out of Arizona, Tyler Owens, safety out of Tech, Kenny Logan Jr., safety out of Kansas, Khalid Duke, edge out of Kansas State, J.J. Weaver, edge out of Kentucky.
I'm going to go with Cedric Johnson out of Ole Miss. He's a guy I'm a little higher on than this. I actually recently completed my scouting report on him, and I'm a fan. I think there's more there than the general public realizes. I like Cedric Johnson. I thought he was big. He's tough. He's physical. Obviously, I would have liked to address this position earlier, and that's a learning process for us. I think this is a big position. Titans don't have a guy. I'm not going to pretend like I got a seventh rounder instant starter here, but I do think the profile of the player is one that can play on early downs, and that's the type of guy they got to look for, someone that could give you some early down snaps. So I like what Cedric Johnson offers.
Nice. Cedric Johnson is the pick. All right, we each have one left here as we wrap this thing up. I have no idea where to go. I know that, you know, we haven't taken a running back yet. Not that I think that they necessarily need one. I have also not taken a cornerback yet. Jarius Monroe is there for me. Should I just copy you and take him here with my last pick, since I took Cole Bishop at safety, but I have not taken a corner. Let's do it. I'm taking Jarius Monroe. All right, Justin, your last pick here.
Yeah, let me see tight ends and safeties.
Jordan McGee still on the board for you too, my friend. But let's take a look at the tight ends and safeties.
You know what? No, no. You know, I'm going to double down at linebacker and grab Jordan McGee. I'm just such a big fan of what he offers. The athleticism. I tweeted about it yesterday. Hold on. Let me grab the tweet real quick, because let me go to my profile and grab the tweet, because I thought I nicely summed up what kind of player he is. So Jordan McGee, finished first among all linebackers in the 10-yard split at the combine, 154. He finished third in the broad jump with a 10-4 and fourth in the vertical with 35.5. He's got top 30s with the Broncos and Cowboys. He worked out privately for the Saints. He met with linebackers coach for the Eagles and Ravens. A lot of smart teams there, Eagles, Cowboys, Ravens, a lot of good smart teams are in on this kid. After I did the interview with him, we ended up learning through Twitter that the Titans went to his pro day and they were present there again. I can't imagine who else they were watching. They got a need at linebacker. This is the best kid they got there. Jordan McGee's one that really excites me.
Jordan McGee is your last pick. All right, let's quickly look at the hauls that we got here. Titans fans are going to hate me. I took Dallas Turner with the 7th overall pick. Jordan Morgan, tackle. Safety, Cole Bishop. Linebacker Jordan McGee, I took in the 5th round. You just got him with the last pick of the draft. But let's talk about it. I mean, I think he's probably being underrated here by the PFF mock draft simulator. I got an F for that pick from PFF. Next, I took wide receiver Luke McCaffrey from Rice. Center Dylan McMahon from North Carolina State. Doubled down at linebacker with Trevin Wallace and took cornerback Jarius Monroe. If we look at this draft for me, Justin, I took 2 offensive players, Jordan Morgan and Luke McCaffrey. Oh, sorry, 3. And Dylan McMahon. And a bunch of defensive guys. Someone that could potentially start right away in Dallas Turner and Cole Bishop. Guys that could also potentially start right away. Jordan McGee, Trevin Wallace. Did I find 3 starters on defense in this draft, Justin?
You might have, but I'd be concerned. It's not going to be a very good defense. They're counting on 3 rookies to start. You found a starter like the Titans found one when they drafted Reynaldo Hill at corner and started him that year.
You don't like Turner, Bishop, and McGee as first-year starters?
I do like Turner and Bishop.
Yeah.
I do like Turner probably is an instant starter.
Yeah. And Bishop would fill an obvious hole unless they go sign Marcus May in the next few days or weeks. Like, they don't have another starting safety there. Unless you think Elijah Molden can be a starting safety. Maybe he can. But either way, you could work Cole Bishop in slowly, but still smart kid. Yeah. And then some special teams guys, some depth throughout the offense and defense here with McMahon, Wallace, Monroe. All right. Let's take a look at your final haul. Man, you crushed it, Justin. Joe Alt in the 1st round, biggest need and the best player probably at that position in the draft. Next, you took linebacker Peyton Wilson, filling the other biggest need, a guy who can wear the green dot. Then you took Dewayne Carter, filling what could be considered the 3rd or 4th biggest need behind safety, depending on what else they do in free agency. Got a wide receiver in the 5th round and Marcus Rosemee Jack Saint, again, a guy who stood out at the Senior Bowl. Has a lot of upside, could be, you know, a Des Fitzpatrick, but could be a 5th round receiver that hits like an Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was a 4th rounder, but you know what I mean. doubled down at tackle with Ethan Driscoll out of Marshall. Got your cornerback depth slash special teamer here in Jarius Monroe. Got some edge depth in Cedric Johnson. And again, doubled down at linebacker with a guy we both like in Jordan McGee. Pretty good haul here, Justin. If I had to pick between the two of us, I would definitely go with your draft over mine.
Well, I appreciate that. I would pick mine too.
So that is it. The Titans mock draft multiverse. We did it, Justin. Which scenario do you like the most, man? I'm going to say it's got to be Joe Alt. And then if they can land Peyton Wilson in the second round, I think that'd be great. But the doors are open for them to go many different directions if they're able to solidify that tackle position in the first round. That's what I'll say in closing. If they want to go receiver in the second round, you wouldn't be able to blame them for it. If they want to go defense, I think you wouldn't be able to blame them for that either. I think Titans fans should be excited. What they've done in free agency has really set them up. Outside of that left tackle spot, they can pretty much go best player available throughout the draft.
I think so, too. That second round is going to be so intriguing, right? Because it's like, right now I'm looking at, personally, if it does go tackle in the first, what we expect it to be, then you're looking at, I think, edge, interior D lineman, or linebacker in that second round. I think those three positions have become the favorite. It's crazy how much thing changes after free agency, because I would have never said that.
Right.
A month ago, I would have never said linebacker potentially in the second round. I don't even think I would have said edge or D tackle either.
Me neither, in all honesty. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I think one of those three positions is the pick in the second round. So it'll be interesting.
And it's not going to stop them from going offense in the second round if somebody falls that they like. But it just, the doors are open. Right. The paths are there for them to take many different routes. And Tavondre Sweat is a hook'em guy I like that could be the pick at 38. But we also haven't even talked about, in all these scenarios, Justin, sticking and picking at 7, but trading back at 38, if there is a bunch of guys there that you like and you feel comfortable that you're going to get one of them, if you slide back 10, 15 picks, pick up an extra third or fourth rounder, depending on how late that pick is, or in the round, how late in the third round it is, or whatever, if you can find a trade partner there and you slide back in the second round, and then you are able to address another need with a top 100 pick, I still think that's the ideal scenario. You take Joe Alt at 7, you trade back from 38, you address maybe linebacker and D-line in rounds 2 and 3, or you address, you know what, you pick up another wide receiver, another playmaker, and then add a defender. I still think that is the ideal Titans draft scenario, is to draft at 7 and trade back at 38.
I agree. And because, especially now that we might not be looking at a receiver there, and you're looking at like an interior or a linebacker or an edge, like you'll have so many options with that pick, or at least we think they will. I agree. I think trading back, getting another pick in like the 70s or 80s would be key, so you could address whichever position you don't address after the trade back. So I've been in favor of it the whole time, and nothing's changed.
Yeah, agreed. All right, that'll do it. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. Thanks to those of you who are watching on YouTube. Thanks for everyone who has subscribed to the Music City Audible podcast on YouTube. We really appreciate you guys. We really appreciate Sinker's Beverages and Bluegrass Beverages. We'll raise a glass to Sinker's Beverages in East Nashville, Bluegrass Beverages in Hendersonville. Again, make sure to sign up for the In Crowd. It's the only way you can attend the 440 draft party, and you get access to special allocations, insider deals. Search Uber Eats for Sinkers. Have all your booze delivered straight to your house. They have a massive walk-in beer fridge if you do get the chance to go out to Sinkers in East Nashville. So thanks again to our sponsors. Thanks again to all of you. We'll be back later this week. We're going to start breaking down some film, Justin. I'm really excited for this. We're going to start breaking down the draft class here. We're going to start with some offensive tackles here with later this week, maybe early next week, depending on how quickly I can get that video turned around. But we will be back soon looking at draft prospects. So until next time, y'all stay safe out there and tighten up.
A Broadway Sports Media production.